This is Kate Arkless-Gray, and I'm on my mission to find out how the top London hotels are tweeting. And I've come to the Mandeville Hotel, which is kind of an independent boutique hotel. And I'm here with Corinne, if you'd just like to introduce yourself.
Yes, I'm Corinne Rodier. I'm the sales manager here at the Mandeville Hotel, and I'm looking after the Twitter account.
So the Twitter, is that all down to you, or do you have a team of people working on that?
No, it's myself.
Yes. And are you a regular Twitterer in a personal capacity as well as doing the business stuff?
Yes, I have a Twitter account myself, and obviously I've done the Twitter account for the hotel, and I've done other people's Twitter accounts. So, yes,
okay, so you're a passionate Twitter. Yes. That's what we like to hear. Now, I'm just kind of trying to find out how different hotels are using Twitter, mm-hmm. and whether you're using it as a kind of sales tool, as a branding thing, or even as customer service. What's the kind of main way that you find yourself tweeting on behalf of the hotel?
The first thing is to create a community around our hotel and getting feedbacks from our customers who came already to the hotel, who are planning to come. And the ones that are planning to come, obviously, is make sure I'm updating, for example, their booking reservations. It could be in the restaurants, or it could be the bar or in the bedroom. So it's nice to add those little comments to their profile so we're up to date when they arrive. And as well, it helps sometimes if you do the research to drive more bookings to your hotels in terms of bedrooms. I have actually some of our last tweet, it was a gentleman booking his honeymoon from the US. So this is a good way of getting people to start to know you as well.
And if you're booking something special like a honeymoon, it's always nice when a hotel feels kind of personal. It's not just a room and a roof over your head.
It's trying to get a different kind of contact with the guests on a different level, maybe a bit more friendly, being part of their experience when they're coming or they already came, and try to keep them updated with what's happening in the hotel, and as well getting feedback from them if there's anything that did not work or they would like it like this. It's, it let you think about what we could do in the future, doing other offers, what they prefer, basically.
Okay, now because you're a sort of boutique hotel, you're more independent, you're not sort of having to toe the party line of, a big hotel chain. Do you find that gives you a bit more freedom and how kind of personal and how much of a personality can you have as the tweeter?
I think being a boutique, you definitely, I see the difference between a boutique hotel and a tweeter from, let's say, one of a big chain. It's obviously much more personal, as you mentioned. But it's being a bit more personal, but still obviously you have to remain quite professional. So you have to know the right balance in this. But I think it's definitely a bit more personal, yes. A bit more friendly. A bit more I am a person behind the Twitter.
And I suppose, the hotel itself has quite a lot of personality when you walk in. So it's nice to be able to reflect that in your social media offering.
Yes, somebody who just copy-paste some tweets already prepared. No, I see it with the flow and who is there, and you're trying to adapt your tweet to who is there, tweeting to you. So I know it's a bit funny to say tweet to tweet, but you know what I mean. Yes, trying to find the right way of talking, but usually more friendly, but still professional. Mm-hmm. Trying to.
And what would you say the kind of percentages are of number of tweets that you just tweet completely, brand new with information either about the hotel or things going on in London, and how many are actually sort of direct responses or, messages to customers or potential customers?
Oh, in terms of percentage, I'm not too sure I'll be able to say that. Mm-hmm. I haven't done that. I didn't take the time to put that on writing, no. Mm-hmm.
But you do have a sort of mix of, sometimes you're talking to people and sometimes
I'm retweeting. I think it's really important. It's not only about selling your hotel. It's a bit, that's what I mentioned before, it's trying to create a community around your Twitter. And it's very much trying to find subjects that your followers like to know and what you like to know and correspond a little bit about your hotel. So you mentioned this morning I tweeted about Elizabeth Taylor because I thought it was such a great report. And I thought, surely within our followers, we have people who've seen it and who enjoyed it. So I was trying to see if we could get any feedback. Is it something they like to know about it? Mm-hmm. Do they want to know more? Do they want to interact?
So this was a documentary that was on television last night.
Okay. Yeah, so trying to find different things to interact and not just say to them, oh, we have a special offer and this is that. No, I don't. It's trying to create a response, a little dialogue a short one of maybe two tweets, it is nice to get on a different level and understand what people want as well.
And I think that probably sets you apart in a way from the, you know, some of the bigger chains where, you know, maybe they just have one global Twitter account for the whole Twitter chain. At least, you know, you can be that bit more personal and friendly. So that does kind of set you apart. We're just talking about the sort of tweets that you've been sending recently. Well, I'm just going to have a quick look at your last five tweets, and out of the last five, three of them are directly at people, so talking to them, and then you've got a couple. One was about the Elizabeth Taylor documentary, and one about the Olympics.
Yes, obviously the Olympics. Today is 99 days to the Olympics. We're very lucky because the name of the hotel is the name of the mascot of the Paralympic. So we're a bit proud of it. Obviously, they didn't do it on purpose, but it's a nice little joke for us to use sometimes. We're obviously supporting the Olympics because it's in London. It's amazing. And I'd like to think if I'm reading an article, I'm going to try to spread information to our followers, and it's about creating this vibe around it. Yes, it's in 99 days. It seems very far, but actually it's going to be here tomorrow pretty much. So it's being part of the buzz of the Olympic.
And have you received tweets from people kind of asking about availability perhaps during the Olympics? The scare stories about, oh, every hotel's been completely booked and really expensive. And, you know, maybe this is a way, if you're abroad hearing these scare stories, you can actually find out a bit from the hotels.
Well, actually, we're one of those who are fully booked. So, but we did have tweets a few months ago, yes, definitely asking, oh, do you still have some rooms? Actually, from journalists asking if, is there any chance, you know, we could get some bedrooms? So it was nice to reply back and say, explaining the situation and have them all directly into our email. But sadly, you know, not too much. But I want to talk about the Olympics to see if some of our guests, actually, who is coming this summer, and are they following us? Are they planning to come? Yes, the bedrooms will be fully booked, but not the bar, not the restaurants. We still, you know, open the rest. They will be able to use it. So trying to see, do they have any plan? What's happening? Any parties? You know, anything great to know about any sportsmen or anything?
I mean, do you have any, like, events at the hotel that you might tweet out?
Not for the Olympics, no.
In general?
Yes, well, we could. At the moment, we're obviously going through refurbishments of the restaurants and the bars, so it's little things that I put sometimes. Obviously, they have created, the restaurant has now a new Twitter account under their name. It's since 2 days? So it's quite new. So obviously, they will tweet themselves from their restaurant Twitter account, so it would be a bit different this time. So,
and are you looking after that, or is that somebody else?
No, it will be somebody else. No, it won't be myself, no. I think it would be a bit difficult to get to Twitter account. No, it's the people who will look after that project who will do it.
But then you can have that sort of correspondence between and link the two accounts.
Yes, that's why it's going to be fun, is obviously to have another person maybe to dialogue with and trying to get new ideas as well, and trying to find different ways of researching on Twitter. So I think it's going to be quite fun. To find somebody else who's as passionate about Twitter than me, you know, in the hotel.
Well, I am. I am, but unfortunately I'm only in the hotel just while I'm doing this interview, which is a shame. But, I mean, talking about how people might find you on Twitter, I mean, I noticed that you have the Twitter link on your website. I mean, do you use other social media sites to push traffic from Twitter or to them from Twitter?
I obviously do Facebook as well. But we haven't put it anywhere except, I believe, our website, Facebook, I think TripAdvisor, maybe. Yes, we haven't put it too much out there. There's no sign, let's put it this way, in the rooms or in the public area.
Okay.
So you still have to find us.
And if people, I'm just wondering, if people are in London, they're saying, hey, I'm going to be going to London, I'm staying at the Mandeville, but they don't use your actual Twitter account handle, they just happen to mention the name of the hotel.
Yeah.
Do you have searches and things set up so you can find them? And, you know, kind of how proactive are you about contacting those people and saying hello?
Obviously, I do that every morning. I'm one of those. Yes, I do that as soon as I arrive to work, pretty much, trying to see, you know, who talked about us. So I send the research of Mandeville Hotel. I used to, before sending the research on the bar and the restaurants, obviously nothing's going to change. But Yes, and even Marylebone areas, just to check if somebody might have mentioned us. And yes, in that case, I do interact and I reply back to them, so just to make sure that they know we're there, we exist. And sometimes people say, oh, I didn't know you had a Twitter account, and then they add us, mm-hmm. And they reply back, which is great, and they keep us updated the next time they're coming back. So it's a bit of an inspector job. You have to find who is talking about you.
And do you think people enjoy the interactions that they're having with the hotel on Twitter?
Some of them, I think they love it. I think some really enjoy that. And they enjoy, like, for example, every Friday I always do hashtag, you know,
FF. Friday,
yes, yeah. Oh my gosh, they love this one. I mean, this is great. This is, people are definitely positive about that. And because it's different, it's not just another contact, it's just a contact. It's pretty much saying to their own followers, look, I've been there, and they recognize me as a customer. Mm-hmm. And we do, actually. This is a way to say thank you for coming, thank you for talking about us. So I think that's a great tool in that way. Sadly, we can't say thank you to all the people who stay in the hotel, because we're not going to all email them to say thank you. We say to them when they check out. But Twitter allow you to maybe come back to them in a couple of weeks or anything special and say thank you again.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice way to make them feel kind of special, and
yes,
not just like, you know, someone that's come in and gone away. And
you're creating a bond that hopefully you're creating not just for right now, for that Follow Friday, but you're creating it for the future, you know, to be part of our community and being part of our little group and, yeah, being part of our history.
Well, this all sounds very positive, not meaning to be negative, but I wondered, you know, has anybody ever had a complaint and, you know, they've maybe mentioned the hotel Twitter account and said, oh, you know, my shower's not working or something is not right, and you've been able to kind of step in and do a bit of customer service stuff via Twitter?
Yes, obviously, this is really something that I'm looking for. Not really that I want to see it, but it happens. Not too often, but yes, so it allows me to reply back. Obviously, always in a very political way. But what I want to do in that case is to drive the person to actually email us directly. So in that case, we can investigate what happened. We know exactly the name of the person. We can look in which room this person was. And we can send maybe maintenance. We can send our head housekeeper to check. This is the aim of this, is maybe people are a bit shy sometimes to say it straight to the to reception. And it's easy. It's a bit harder because you're in front of a person. So they say it on Twitter. So, well, it's great. At least I have a feedback so we can action to that. So all of those little comments are always taken on board and make sure, you know, we can fix it, basically.
Mm. And sometimes people react quite well to that. You know, if they see they've been heard and you've actually taken notice of it, they might then perhaps tweet, oh, actually, hey, they listened to me. That was great. Now it's fixed.
This is what I hope so. Because we don't want them to think, oh, you know, we didn't deal with their little problem. You know, we're there to fix things, you know. We're there to make their stay really enjoyable and them to come back. So any feedback like this is great. Obviously, you wish you had them in a front desk, but this is life, you know. At least it's coming out. It's better. And always making sure this is my rules, that this is dealt straight away. Mm-hmm. Always give the email address and say, please get in touch. Okay. I'd be happy. If I could, I'd put my name and phone number. But no, definitely something that we have to do and I enjoy doing it.
Okay, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty then, the numbers. Yeah. How much time per week are you spending on this?
I think per week is a bit tricky to say how much, but
I mean, is it a sort of thing where, you know, it's 9 to 5 and you're checking all through that, and then night time it's tough if they tweet you, or are you constantly checking, you know, at the weekends and the evenings? Do you have anybody to look at that?
I do it on a regular basis. We obviously have the alert each time we receive a tweet from my email address. So actually, we all receive it in the office. So even if I'm not there, they're able to see what's going on. So I do spend a bit in the morning, a bit in the afternoon, and then the bits and bobs, you know, when something pops in. So I think it would be typical, but a couple of hours, yeah.
Good couple of hours. So I guess it depends on the interactions that are happening in that week.
Exactly, depending on what I have to say, what's going on as well, depending on what we're doing as well in the office. Are we there or are we not there? But usually I have the hotel Twitter account on my iPhone, so if there's really something specific when I'm on holiday, actually, or even when over the weekend and in the evening, you know, I can still reply back.
So you really are an addict then?
Actually, yes, I am. Hi, my name is Corinne and I'm an addict.
Twitter addict, shall we just mention?
Addict. Yeah, nothing else to talk about, but Twitter, yes.
So looking to the future then, so far, I mean, how long have you been on Twitter?
It's maybe it's been a year now. So we are April, a bit less than a year actually, a bit less than a year. I think so. Time flies, so I'm not too. No, less than a year. Yes.
But it's something that you. I mean, you seem
myself
genuinely positive
much longer,
about it.
Yes.
Yeah. So is this something? You know, what's the kind of strategy for the hotel going forward? Just sort of keep on interacting and building up that community.
Yes, definitely. This trying to get more followers, trying to get more interaction, getting more feedback for clients, or for people even in the area is a great way of meeting new businesses, creating a relationship, partnership with shops that are within our area. So it's definitely to continue that, continue to inform our guests of what's going on in our hotel, what is going on in their side, and yeah, continue to be there for them, definitely.
Excellent. Well, one last thing to do is tell everybody what the Twitter handle is so they can come and say hello.
Yes, it's Mandeville, capital M, and Hotel, capital H.
And that's just all one word. No word. Underscores, no nothing, just Mandeville Hotel.
But don't worry, even if you do Mandeville Hotel, I'll find you.
Well, thank you ever so much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.